Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good chaydesh. Today's daf is Bamitzia daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amid Beis. We are at Umi Ika Lemandi Yomar. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Ali Lishos, his mother, Goldba Simcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely, and also the Zecher Nishmas, his father, Yosef Ben Shmuel, Alav Shalom. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. But before that, where are we up to? What's that? May Benayu? Okay, so we'll go back to May Benayu. So what we're in the middle of discussing is the issue of Kinyan Chatzar, whether Kinyan Chatzar works Midin Yad or whether it works Midin Shlichus. So the Gemara told us that, so we're going to continue that discussion, Bezos Hashem, to try to bring Rayas one way or the other, and that discussion is going to bring us to the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah is going to talk about another issue relating to Kinyan Chatzar, what exactly you're able to be Kona in your Chatzar. Does it need to be something that you can catch up to and you can actually make sure that you'll be able to keep in your chatzar, or even if it's something that's currently in your chatzar but maybe is going to run away by the time you catch up to it? And that's going to lead the Gemara into the question of whether one needs to be omeid bitzad sadehu. For kinyan chatzar to work, do you need to be standing right there? And that's going to bring that which relates very much to the discussion of whether a chatzar needs to be a chatzar hamishtameres in order to be kona with kinyan chatzar. So essentially the entire daf today is about the issue of kinyan chatzar and whether a chatzar needs to be a chatzar hamishtameres. So we're going to pick up from May Benayu, which is the Gemara had given two answers, that of Ravina and that of Rav Safra, that we questioned that if kinyan chatzar works midin shlichus, then how can a chatzar be kona a geneva? You can't be kona a geneva you can't do a geneva through shlichus, because there's a rule of ein shliach Lidvar Aveira. So if a chatzar is a shliach, how could it possibly do Dvar Aveira, like being Kone Gneva for you? So he gave two answers. Ravina gave the answer that whenever your shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, then you don't have to worry, then there is no rule of Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. The rule becomes Ye Shliach Lidvar Aveira, and a chatzar is certainly not a Bar Chiyuva. And Rav Sama gave the answer that no, whenever the shliach is not a Bal Bechira, it doesn't have the option to do or not to do, then we're going to say yesh shliach lidvar avera, and a chatzar certainly is not a bal bechira. So the two answers, is it that it's not a bar chiyuva or that it's not a bal bechira? So the Gemara says, my benai, what's enough gemina between those two answers? Do you ever have something? I mean, a chatzar is neither. It's neither a bar chiyuva nor a a bal bechira. But what, is there ever anything that's one and not the other? So it says, more sure there is. Ika benayu, kohen damar le Yisrael, tseve kadesh li isha grusha. A kohen tells the Yisrael, I want you to go and be mekadesh an isha grusha for me. An isha grusha is asura to a kohen. It's an isha da'araisa. For Yisrael, it's not a problem though. Inami, or another example is, ish damar le isha, a man who has the isra of lo sakifu pas roshchem, who's not allowed to cut off the peos harosh, says to a woman who does not have the isra of lo sakifu pas roshchem, akvi li katan, I want you to do a hakafas harosh on this child to be megaleachim. So the woman doesn't have the isra. So the hachlish damar, according to the sheet of Rav Sama, that kalech di by yavidi by lo avidu mechayv sholcho, we say yesh liach ledvar avera whenever it's a bal bechira who's serving as the shliach. Well, haninami ibay avid ibay lo avid. The isha giving the haircut and the Yisrael going to be mekadesh the isha, they are bale bechira, and therefore we should say ein shliach lidvar avera, and the mishaleach should not be chayiv, but lo mechayiv sholchan. But lahach lishna da amrit kalech the shliach lav bar chiyuva mechayiv sholcho. But if you're going to say it's not totally on being a bal bechira, it's totally on being a bar chiyuva. And if the person who's serving as the shliach is not a bar chiyuva in that inyin, then we're going to say yesh shliach lidvar avera. Well, Amal Hani Nami Kivin Delav Bnei Chiyuva Ninu Mechayev Sholchan. In these cases, they are not Bnei Chiyuva. The Isha is not a Bar Chiyuva in Akavas Arosh. The Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva in marrying a Grusha. And Mimela, we're going to say that the Mishaleach is going to be Chayev. We're going to apply the Indian of Shlichus, and we're going to say that the Mishaleach is going to be Chayev. Tosos is bothered. Akfi Likatan, you're going to say that the example of a guy asking a woman to do Akavas Arosh is that he's asking the woman to do Akavas Arosh on a child. Why does it matter that it's a child? Tosos is bothered. V'uadin Dav Matzil L'Memer Akfi Likadol, Tosos says. No, the truth is, for the point that we're trying to make, you could have just as easily said that the guy is sending the woman to be a shliach to do Akavas Arosh on an adult. It's not really about the one who's getting the haircut. It's really about the one who's serving as the shaliach, not being a bar chiyuva, but yes, being a bal bechira. And as long as it's an isha that's a shaliach, the same point is made. So why do we have to make it about a child? So it says Tosos El Shagad Lo Yaniach Atzmo Lahakif, because we're trying to give a practical example, and an adult would never allow himself to have Akavas Arosh, because we know the halacha is that both the makif and the nikif are chayiv. They're in violation of nisa d'oraisa. I, Tosa says, no, you're going to tell me that the Gemara also says that if the nikif doesn't move his head and he's not misayaya and he stays in one place, then he's not going to be chayiv. He's not going to be chayiv malkus because it's lav shein bomaisa, but he's certainly in violation of an isser d'oraisa by doing that. So that certainly is going to be the case. Now there is a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel that says that it's asul l'shtamesh pi'isha. We pasuk that in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simon Chaf Aleph that it's asul l'hishtamesh pi'isha. What exactly does that entail? What can a woman not do for you? What can a woman yes do for you? So the post can discuss what about a woman? They discuss whether it's only when you are asking her to be mishamish, or even when she just chooses to do it on her own. The Marsha brings a raya from our sugya that the iser includes even in a case where you don't ask her to do it, because the Gemara says in one of the answers in the Nafkamina between Rav Sam and Ravina is the case of a man saying to a woman akfili katan, and Tosos raised the question, why doesn't the Gemara say akfili gadol? But according to the Marsha, the kasha is not a kasha, because you can't say that it's a akfili gadol, because the iser of the nikif is l'shtamish be'ish. There's an iser on a separate iser on the nikif. Forget about the iser of being a nikif, of getting his payas cut off. There's an iser l'shtamish be'isha, even though he may not have been the one to ask her to do it. Elamai, why didn't Tosos give that answer? That it's an iser on him to be mishtamish be'isha. It must be because he's not the one that instructed her to do it. That the iser should only be according to the way Tosos is understanding, it must only be if he's the one that instructed her to do it, only then is there an Isra l'shtamish b'isha. Whereas the Marsha is saying, maybe you could just answer Tosfos' question differently and come to the opposite conclusion, that it's an Isra even if she's mishtamish b'atzma, even if you're not the one that asked her to serve, to do something for you. In Shuvas Bar Moshe, the Debre Tzina says that it's not really a raya, because even though Akavas HaRosh Ali De Isha is Asura even without a tzivoy, but it could be that the other shimushim are going to be mutter with an isha without a tzivoy. That it's dafka hakavas harosh is going to be more problematic, even if you never asked her to do it, because he says hakavas harosh is maguna biyoser. That a woman is going to give a man a haircut, he says that's maguna biyoser, because the woman is constantly touching his head and she's trying to make him look nice. So her old das is liaposos, to make him look nice. So that's such a thing that it's maguna adavar, that you're not going to say that even it goes beyond the regular iser hishtam shos beisha. So that's the question: do we say that there's an iser of getting a haircut from a female barber? Right, meaning one could argue, well, there's an iser negia, but negia is only b'derech taiva, b'derech chiva, according to the Shach and Yerodeya, and maybe this is not called at all derech chiva, derech taiva. But on the other hand, it's mishtabish b'isha, Plus, it's the whole setup is that it's not a quick touch. She's going to be dealing with your hair the whole time. So I don't know. Can you say it's absolutely yes? I'm not sure, but it's certainly not the yeshivish thing to do. It's not it's a maguna davar for someone to do that. Anyway, so says Gemara, Umi kalamandi amar chatzar lav mishum yadish rabbi. Is there anyone that holds that chatzar does not work midin yad? Va'atanya, but I'll bring you a brisa that tells us that when it talks about giving a get to a woman, it says yada in the eli yada. I would only know from the chumash that it's yada that you put the get in her hand. Gaga chatzar v'karfei faminayin. How do I know that it also applies if you put it in her chatzar? Tamalomar v'nasan mikol makom. That you don't have to give the get dafka into her hand. You can put it into her rishos wherever it may be. And if you hold the chatzar is only the shliach of the isha and it's not mamish her yad, why do I need to learn from a pasuk of v'nasan that putting a get into her chatzar works? The inyan of shlichus by a get we already derived from elsewhere. So mele we would know that a chatzar works if you assume that chatzar works midin shlichus. So the fact that you need a special drasha tells me that chatzar is not mishum shlichus, it's midin yad. So the Gemara says, you know what? Let's back out on how we understood the machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish about why it is that a ketana, whether it is that a ketana has kinyan chatzar or not on the get, right? That's how this whole conversation started. That there was machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish. Does a ketana have the capacity to be kona a get with her chatzar? Does she have a kinyan dalvanamos? And does she have a kinyan chatzar? So he said, oh, they must be arguing about whether chatzar is midin yad or midin shlichus, and that led to all of these rayas. Says Gemara, man, we got it all wrong. When it comes to katana being kona get, everyone knows when it comes to any woman being kona get, a chatzar works midin yad. Ki pligi linyan metzia, the whole machlokas is only when it comes to a metzia of a katana. Does she have the ability to be kona a metzia with her chatzar? So Marisava Rabbi Yochanan holds Yalfina Metzia Miget. Well, if she could be kona get with her chatzar, she could be kona Metzia with her chatzar. Marisava Reish Lakish says Lo Yalfina Metzia Liget. We cannot learn Dine Mamadis from Dine Gittin, and therefore, just because she could be kona a get with her chatzar, does not mean that she could be kona a Metzia with her chatzar. Vi by Yisema, or a third explanation of the Machlokas. When it comes to a Ketana, everyone agrees that you can learn Metzia from get. Is if only a katana, or that's true, or is it true also by a katan? Mar savi alfin katan mikatana. That Rabbi Yochanan holds we derive the din of a katan from a katana, and just like by an isha, we say chatzera is kiyada, that her chatzer is like an extension of her yad. So too by a boy, his chatzer is going to be an extension of the yad, and therefore a katan also has a kinyan chatzer and a kinyan. Well, it may be true that a ketana has a kinyan chatzar because we she's an isha, and an isha could be kona get with a kinyan chatzar, so we can learn ketana from there, but we don't also then learn katan from ketana. We're not going to extend that over to a male child being able to be kona with a kinyan chatzar. Or the Gemara says, v'i b'yaseima, another possibility, mara marchada umara marchada, v'lo pligi, that there is no machlokas, that they both agree that we learn mitzia miget, and that we don't learn katan from katana. But Rabbi Yochanan was, when he said that for a child, there is a kinyan chatzar, was talking about a ketana, and Reish Lakish, when he says that a child does not have a kinyan chatzar, was talking about a katan, about a male child. And there's really no machlokas that a female child does have kinyan chatzar, a male child does not have kinyan chatzar. So now we move on to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rana son Ratzanach Metzia, if the Bala Sada sees people running after a Metzia that's in his field, and they're going to grab that Metzia, or Achar Tzvi Shavar, they're chasing after a Tzvi, a deer, but its legs are broken, and therefore the deer's not able to run away, or birds that are too young to be able to fly yet, and he says, the Bala Sada says, I want my field to be kona for me, kinyan chatzer. So Zachsalo, his field is kona for him. But if the deer is running like a deer runs, or the bird is the birds are already flying and they can just run away, they can fly away. And he says, I want my field to be zocha for me, lo amar klum. Then it does not work because they could run away. He's never going to be able to catch up to them anyway. And you cannot be zocha in something that you do not have the ability to be toe-faced, that you don't have the ability to go and grab. So the Mishnah had said that if it's unable to run away, and he says, zach li sada, it does work. So says Gemara, nah, not always. That only works if he's standing next to his field. Let the field be kona for him anyway, even if he's not standing there. Your chatzar could be kona for you even without you knowing about it. So why does the bala sada need to be standing next to his field? It doesn't even need your das to be kona for you. Answers the Gemara, when we say that your field could be kona shalomi daito, that's if it's a field that is otherwise guarded, that it has a nice good fence around it, that whatever's inside is protected. But if you have a chatzar that's not mishtameres, people just walk right in and take whatever they want, in ilolo, that only if you happen to be standing there can your chatzar be kona for you, but if not, your chatzar cannot be kona for you. How do you know that by a chatzar mishtameres, that only if you're omid b'tzad tzadeyu, it's able to be kona for you, otherwise it cannot? Detanya, because there's a brisa with regard to shichicha. Haya omid be'ir, if the owner of the field is in the city, not near the field, in the city, va'omer, and he says, yodeani shomer sheyesh li b'sada polim shichu, I know that my workers have left a particular bundle of grain in the field and they forgot about it. And now that I'm remembering it, lo yeh shichcha, I don't want it to be shichcha. Even if it's forgotten, it's not forgotten by me. So I don't want it to be shichcha. So yachal lo yeh shichcha, you might think he prevents it from becoming shichcha, which is one of the matnas aniyim, which would allow aniyim to come and take it. Tamal omer, that's why the pasuk says, v'shachachta omer basada. It then says also, rather, you have to leave it for others. So basada v'shachachta v'lo be'ir. That we learn from the juxtaposition of basada and v'shachachta that shicha is only when you're in the field. When you're in the city, we don't say dinim of shicha. So hagufa kashav. Wait a second. We don't say the dinim of shicha, which would mean that it should not be shicha. Meaning that was a stira mineubei. This price that we just quoted. Amrit on the one end, we said that if the guy is standing in the city and he says that. Whatever has forgotten my field, I don't want it to be shichcha. Yachal lo yeh shichcha. You might think he has the ability to prevent it from becoming shichcha, and that it's not going to be shichcha. Kamash malan, that he doesn't have that ability. It's going to be shichcha whether you like it or not. Sa'alma havi shichcha. That line implies that it really will be shichcha whether you like it or not. If you're in the city and you're saying it won't be, whatever you're saying doesn't matter. It's shichcha in the field. It's going to be shichcha. But then Menasbal Gemara, then the Brisa brings a raya from the pasuk, basada v'shachachta v'lo be'ir. Alma lo abishicha, that shicha only happens in the field, it doesn't happen in the city, so because he's in the city it's not going to be shicha. That sounds like he's able to prevent it from being shicha, that if the Baal Bayis goes and forgets it, it's not going to have a din of shicha because there's no din of shicha in the city. So it's a stira minei ubei in that price. So one line to the next doesn't make sense. Answers Gemara, alav hachi kamar. No, the way to read the price is as follows, that if he's basada, if he's in the field and he says that the bundle that the workers forgot should not be shicha, so shachuach me ikaro. If the Baal HaSada had forgotten that omer prior to his workers forgetting about it, havi shicha, then it's shicha, and he's not allowed to go back and take it. But zachur, if he had left it there purposefully, he knew about it, he didn't forget about it, ulebasov shachuach, and only afterwards the workers had forgotten about that omer, so ain shicha, then that does not have a din of shicha. My time, why does it not have a din of shicha? Since the Baal HaSada is standing right there next to his field and he's saying that the omer that the poelim had forgotten should not be shicha, his field becomes a chatzer that can work, that can effectuate kinyan chatzer, and therefore it is kone it for him, and it does not become shikcha. Aval beir, but if the Baal HaSad is out in the city, and he says, oh, the omer that my workers forgot should not be shikcha, afilu zachor, even if he remembered it originally, ulubasov shachuach, and it's only later that the poelim forgot about it, havya shikcha, it's going to be shikcha. My time, why is it going to be shikcha? Delay segabe, deliskilei, because he's not there next to his field in order for his chatzer to effectuate kinyan chatzer. And that's what the Bryce is saying, that if he was omei bi'ir and he says, I know that there's an omer in the field that the poelim had forgotten and it shouldn't be shikcha, so you might think it's not shikcha, tam lomer basada v'shechachta, that when you are in your field, you have to forget it in order for it to have a din of shikcha. But when you're in the city, it doesn't need to be that you dafka are the one that forgot it. Meaning the point is not that when you're in the city, it's not going to be shikcha. It's that when you're in the city, it's going to be shikcha even if you're not the one that forgot it. Just the poelim were the ones that forgot it. That's the whole point. Even though the poelim forgot it, it's going to be shikcha. So you see from this brisa that if a person is standing next to his chatzer, she'eino mishtameres, he's able to be kona with the kinyan chatzer. So chatzer works even when it's eino mishtameres. And the brisa said that if the Baal HaSad is omid b'tzatzadehu, and he says the omer shechu poelim should be mine, it works. So it works even on chatzer she'eino mishtameres. So the Gemara answers, no, there's another way to explain the brisa, and with this other way of explaining the brisa, the raya is not going to be a raya at all. Mimai, how do you know that the brisa is talking about the way we explained it? Dilma gzeres hakasavu. Maybe the brisa is just explaining gzeres hakasav. The besada nahavi shecha, that if you forget an omer in the field and you remember while you're still in the field, that is shecha. Bir lo nahavi shecha. But if you're standing in the city and you remember that you and your workers had forgotten something, then it will not have a din of shecha. And the brisa should say, we should change the gears of the brisa, that it should be yochel yehei shecha, tam lomer v'shachachta omer basada, basada v'shachachta v'lo be'ir. So it's not a right at all to the din of zechiyah b'chatzar sheinu mishtameres, whether your chatzar sheinu mishtameres is able to be koner for you. Gemara, Omer Kra, the pasuk says that lo soshuv lekachto, sounds like the rabbel shikcha seir, that even if you forgot it in the city, you're not allowed to go back to the field to take your omer. So if that's the case, you cannot say that the brisa should be understood kipshuta and that it's a gzeres hakasav that shikcha beir is not shikcha, because the pasuk says lo soshuv lekachto, that even though you're in the city, it is shikcha. You're not allowed to go back and take it. So that's an untenable explanation of the brisa, and therefore the raya stands. Ask the Gemara, how could you learn from the pasuk of lo soshuv lekachto to tell me that shikcha sa'ir is shikcha? Hamibayile lelav. We already used the phrase lo soshuv lekachto to tell me that if you're mevatel the mitzvah of shikcha, not only have you been mevatel the mitzvah sasei, it's an iser lav. You've been mevatel lo sasei min haTorah. Imke, no, well, if that's all I was using the pasuk for, neimakra lo tikachenu. My lo soshuv lerabu shikcha sa'ir. To tell me that there's a lav involved in shikcha, could have just said lo tikachenu. From the fact that it says lo shat lo tashuv, that's telling me lo tashuv lekachto. So an extra word of tashuv before the word lekachto, that's telling me that the shikcha seir, that extra word tells me that shikcha seir is shikcha as well. But even that extra word I need for a different drasha, lichid itnan, for what the Mishnah says in Maseches Peah. When it comes to the dinim of shikcha, a yachid that begins to collect his bundles from the top of every row of grain, and he forgets one bundle or more at the end of the field, so halacha is shalafana vein shikcha. Whatever's still in front of you that you haven't yet gotten to, that doesn't have a din of shikcha because you haven't bypassed it yet. But shalach rav yesh shikcha, but that which you've already bypassed and is behind you, that already has a din of shikcha. Shuba bal tashuv, that's included in the isser of bal tashuv. Zaklal kol shuba bal tashuv, whatever you would need to turn around for is shikcha. Kol sheinu bal tashuv, whatever you would not need to turn around in order to retrieve, eino shikcha, is not shikcha. So you see in this Mishnah that the phrase lo tashuv lekachto is needed for a din in dine shikcha. So how could you learn from there the din of shikcha seir? So again, we already learned from lotikachenu or lekachto that there's a lav involved. And now from the extra lo tashuv lekachto, we're learning that it's only shikcha if you would have to turn around to retrieve it, leaving no extra word for a drasha. about Shikha Sa'ir. Shikha Sa'ir, we don't see anywhere that that's Shikha. So Amr Ravashi, Ravashi says the din of Shikha Sa'ir is not from that Pasuk, it's from a different Pasuk. Amr Kra, it's not from Lotoshav Lekachto. The Pasuk says, Yiyeh L'Rabos Shikha Sa'ir. The Pasuk says, Ki Siksar Kitzircha Besadecha V'Shachachto Amr Besad L'Lotoshav Lekachto L'Ager L'Yosem L'Almana Yiyeh. It's that phrase, same Pasuk, but later in the Pasuk, it's a different phrase. Yiyeh. It's that word Yiyeh that comes to be marbe shikha se'ir within the din of shikha, and therefore you cannot say that there is no such din of shikha se'ir at all. It must be that there is such a din. So the Gemara brings other amorayim that are mechalek between someone who's omed b'tzad tzadeyu and someone who's not omed b'tzad tzadeyu as far as kinyan chatzer is concerned. V'chein omar ula. Ula also says that if there's a, our Mishnah says if there's a metzia in your field that you're not able to chase down, and you say, let my field be kona, vusha, that you're able to be kona, vusha omid b'tzad tzadeh. That's only if it's, you are able to chase down, it's not able to run away from the field, that you're able to be kona. That's only if you're standing next to the field. V'chenam Rabbar B'chana, v'hu, sha'omid b'tzad tzadeh. Rabbar B'chana also said you need to be standing next to the field to be kona, those things that are not able to run away. So the Gemara asks on Ula, Eisrei Rabbi Abba Lu'ula. Rabbi Abba challenges Ula from a Mishnah, Mesechus Maisa Sheni. Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel Zakenim, there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim. And among those Zakenim were Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, that this whole group of great Tanoim were Shayubayim, the Sfina. They were all traveling on a boat. And Rabbi Gamliel remembered that he had left Peros in his house that he never took Maisers from. So Rabbi Gamliel, Yisr Shani Yasid Lama, the Maiser Rishon, that I'm going to measure out for the Levi in proper measure, 1/10 of my Peros, Nasan Li Yeshua, should be given to Yeshua ben Hanania, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania was a Levi, so we assume that he already had given somehow the Truma Gedola, Umakomo Muskolo, and I'm therefore renting the place where this Maisa Rishon is, so that he's able to do a Kinyan, meaning I'm renting the place so that the Chatzar becomes his, and then he's able to do a Kinyan Chatzar on the Maisa that I'm giving him. V'Yisaracher, another 10% Shani Yasud Lamud, that I will one day when I get home measure out as an exact 10%. Nosson Akiva Ben Yosef is being given to Rabbi Akiva, who was the Gabbai Tzedakah, so he's receiving it on behalf of the Aniyim, Kadesh Yiska Balaniyim, so that he can acquire it on behalf of the Aniyim, Umakom Umuskalo, and the Makom of that Maisarani is rented to him, so that he could be kona it. So ask the Gemara, V'chi Rabbi Shov, Rabbi Kiva, B'tzad Tzedeh, Shom Gamliel, Yomdin. If you're going to tell me that in order for a Kinyan Chatzar to work, you need to be standing next to the field, they were all on a boat, they were nowhere near the field. So how is being renting them the property so that they could be kona, the Maisarisha, the Maisarani, how's that going to work? They're not omeid b'tzad tzadeyu. You need to be omeid b'tzad tzadeyu, I thought, in order for a kinyan chatzar to work. So isn't that a challenge to Ula, who requires omeid b'tzad tzadeyu? So Amalei, Ula will say to Rabbi Abba, Domi haimei rabbanon kedlo gamri yin shishmaita. Rabbi Abba, you sound like someone who never learned to sugya properly, meaning this is not a kasha at all. It does not bother me at all. So he doesn't say why. He just says it's a ridiculous question. Ki asa the surah. So when Rabbi Abba got to surah, Amaluhu, Rabbi Abba told the Chum, Hachi Amaluhu, Hachi Yosvisei. This is what Ula said, and this is what I asked him, and I don't know what the answer is. He just told me that I'm a fool. I don't know what the answer to the question is. So Amaluhu Mirabanan, so Humirabanan said to Rabbi Abba to answer this question, how was it that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were able to be kona their maestros, even though they were not omid b'tzad sadeu? Rabbi Gamliel, Metatli Agav Mekarkai Hiknalehem. He wasn't utilizing Kinyan Chatzer, he was utilizing Kinyan Agav, that the halacha is that if you're being kona karka with that very same kinyan, you could be kona metaltlin together with the karka. Even though normally the kinyani karka and kinyani metaltlin are separate types of kinyanim. For karka you need kesef, shtar, chazaka, right? That's what you need for a karka. For metaltlin it's hagbah, it's meshicha, totally different type of kinyan. But if you're being kona both at the same time, the kinyan for karka is going to work on the metaltlin as well. So it's not that he was first being makna to them the karka using kesef or whatever he may have been using to be makna them the karka and then saying, okay, now be kona with the kinyan chatzer. He was saying through the kinyan of the karka they will also be kona the maestros that are on that field. So it's not a kinyan chatzer at all. Rabbi Zera Kibla, Rabbi Zera said, oh, that's taka, good answer. Rabbi Abba lo Kibla, Rabbi Abba said, you think I didn't think of that. I don't think that's a good answer. He wasn't mekabel that teretz. So Rava Shapir Ovid Zelo Kibla. Rava says, and there's a good reason why he did it, was not mekabel that teretz. The chilo ayilam suto liknos menu bechalipin that he didn't accept that. Why would they, Rabbi Yisroel Rabbi Akiva, need to give money in order to be kona the chatzar, in order to be kona the maestros of Rav Gamliel? What, did they not have a handkerchief to do a kinyan chalipin? Chalipin, take any beggar that you can give to Rav Gamliel and use a kinyan chalipin, and through that you'll be kona the maestros with the kinyan chalipin. Ella, so what must it be? It must be that they could not be kona the maestros of the kinyan sudar, because Rav Gamliel is not considered the bailim on the maestros in order to sell it to them, in order to be maknit to them, because tovas hana'a ena mamon. All Rav Gamliel's ownership in that maestros is that he has the right to choose who to give his maestros to. But he's not really the owner of it. I mean, the maestros, maestro Misha goes to a Levi, maestro Ani goes to an Ani. He's neither a Levi nor an Ani. I mean, it's not his. It's only his to give out, but it's not his. So, liknos mimenu bechalipin. It's ena mamon, liknos mimenu bechalipin. It's not his own money to be able to do a kinyan chalipin. And for the same reason, it's not his money to be able to do a kinyan agav. Well, you want him to accept money for the karka, and when he's being makna the karka, he's also going to be makna the metaltlin. No, that doesn't work. It's not his in order to be makna the karka. So what must have happened? It must be, Rabbi Abba says, that they were koneh with the kinyan chatzer, because the kinyan chatzer means that they know that they have ownership in it. It's in their field, and they're able to be koneh something, to be koneh through their field, they're able to be called in the metalton. And therefore my raya stands that you can be called with the kinyan chatzar, even if it's not, if you're not omid mitzad sadeyu, says Rav Elohi. It's not a raya that tovas hana is ena mamon, and that which Rava brought a raya, tovas hana is ena mamon, from this, that Rav Gamliel was not makna them with the kinyan sudar, is not a raya, because it could be that he could not be makna the matnos kuna with the kinyan sudar, with the kinyan chalipin. Matnos kuna nesina ksiv buhu, because by matnos kuna and maestro to the Levi and maestro ani to the ani, it doesn't dafka mean matnas kuhuna. It means when you give me maestros, it says nesina, because the Torah says biarti hakodesh min habayis v'gam nesativ lalevi lager liyasam v'lalmana. So he's darsh nesativ lalevi, that's maestro rishon, lager liyasam v'lalmana is maestro ani. So we see it's a lashon of nesina, and you can't be makna something b'chalipin when it requires nesina. Chalipin derech mechach memkar in metalten agam karkayin nesina alimasihi. So you couldn't do a kinyan chalipin, but that does not mean you couldn't do a kinyan agav. An agav fulfills the requirement of nesina. So your whole reason for rejecting the possibility that it was a kinyan agav, you, Rabbi Abba, didn't want to accept that, because he said, well, why would they do a kinyan agav? You might as well just do a kinyan sudar. Elamai, it must be that those types of kinyanim don't work. No, a kinyan sudar doesn't work because it needs nesina. But a kinyan agav does work. And in fact, that's what Rav Gamliel did. He did a kinyan agav. So if Papa answers his kasha and Rabbi Abba answers the kasha of Rabbi Abba to Ula differently than the Gemara just did, Rav Papa Amar Dasacheres Maknos and Shiny, that the reason Rav Gamliel was able to be Maknos Maestros to the Chamim without being Omid B'tzad Sadeyu, even though normally kinyan chatzar requires that you be Omid B'tzad Sadeyu, is that there's a difference when there's a Dasacheres Makna. How many people's das are effectuating this kinyan? If it's just something that's a hefker, it's a metzia, so it's only the das kona, and he's the only one that's having das, then if he wants to be kona of the kinyan chatzar, he needs to be omeid bitzad sadeyu. But when there's someone that's being makne to him, so then you have in that extra das makes it that you don't need to be omeid bitzad sadeyu. Uminat temra, how do I know that the din is that badas acheres makne, you don't need to be omeid bitzad chatzar? Ditnan, our Mishnah, Ros on Ratzanachar metzia, you see them running after this metzia of Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "V'usha ratzachrein magian," that it's only going to work if you can catch up to them. Ubay Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'matana, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks if a person gives a tzvi or these birds as a matana to somebody, hey, what would the din be? Will the balachatzer not be koned b'matana if he's not able to catch it? So or will he be able to be koned? So Kimli Rabbi Abba Barkana, Rabbi Abba agreed to this chiluk of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, alf pishratzachrein vein magian, that you're able to be kone it, even if you can't catch up to it when someone's giving it as a matana. Why would a matana be any different than a metziah? My taima, la mishum, the das acheres makna sunshiny. It's because das acheres makna is going to be different. I'm going to have seen the Rav Papa, hari get it das acheres makna, but again, it's a case of das acheres makna, and va'omer ula said, vihu shalmedes b'tzad beisam b'tzad chatzera, that you do need the woman to be standing b'tzad chatzera, but if you're going to make this chilek, then when you have das acheres makna, you don't need to be standing there. Why by a get does she need to be standing there? It says, Gemara, shiny get, idis bal karcha. By a get is different. A get is easier to effectuate because it happens even against the das of the woman. So therefore, it can work. And therefore, she needs to be omed b'tzad chatzar in order to be zochen it, even though there's a das acheres makna, because you don't have her das. So whenever there's only one person's das, you need to be omed b'tzad sadeyu. But when you have both people's das, the nosein and the mekabel, then you don't need to be omed b'tzad sadeyu. And again, it's this unusual thing where you don't even need the das of the mekabel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Maskefla Rav Sheshes. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good L'chadish.